It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
As we get into our another segment where we take your questions and feed them to pastors who will then churn out answers for you, we do have Pastor Omega Biliga, who is going to be helping us answer our question for today. What does Christianity say about the existence of other religions? I can smell the thinking of this person a mile away. I am looking forward to Pastor Biliga's response. Mfundisi, a good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to teach us once again today.
Thank you very much, my leader. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Are you well?
I am well. The Lord is faithful.
Lovely.
And the weather is favorable.
Indeed. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is what does the Christian religion, or what does Christianity say about the existence of other religions?
Okay. Yeah, on today's question, I can say it is a very complex on how our Christians perceive the other religions. Mm. But to answer our questions, I will first of all begin maybe with one approach that the Christians have undertaken in order for them to have a different perspective on this other religion. And this approach that was just recently they came up with this approach just some few years ago, and this approach is called the pluralism. Pluralism is a Christian theology that sees all religions as potential valid paths to God. And we see that these pluralists often emphasizes God's inclusive love and point to the idea that divine truths might be revealed in different ways to different cultures and different religions. Then it's from there that we learn that just at the beginning, maybe as we were beginning our Christianity, it was a very difficult thing. Like I said, when you looked at exclusivity, where Christians said, salvation is only available through Jesus Christ alone. And if it's in other religions where they don't believe in Christ, they have their own gods, their small gods there. That's what we looked at yesterday. But in as much as Christians, we stand on that point of saying Christ is the center, because he says he is the truth, he is the life, and he is the truth alone. He is the truth. But outside the box, still we respect other religions, and we do not condemn them, because we know that God can still work out is in their lives, and the God, he cannot just be present actually in the Christianity, but he's also present one or the other in these other religions. That's why we as Christians, it is very vital and very important to respect others, because the Bible is clear: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Some people in other religions, we may perceive them not that maybe they've not accepted Jesus, not knowing, but meanwhile they've accepted him in their own way, in their own culture, and in that way. So Christians, I would register to you that they have a strong approach to this on how to perceive other religions, and they perceive other religions, like I've explained, saying that every religion has a potential valid for a path to God.
That's a very interesting take there, Buddhist. I heard you giving a definition. I'm not quite sure if you were defining pluralism or syncretism. Which were you referring to? I heard you say pluralism. Did you mean to say pluralism, or did you mean syncretism?
I meant pluralism.
Pluralism, okay. So yes. You're suggesting that Christianity is pluralistic?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying, Funis, that Christianity is pluralistic?
I would say it's one of those approaches.
I'm asking this question, Mfundisi, because it flies in the face of what you said yesterday, that there is exclusive truth in Christianity. There is no way, therefore, Because in my counter arguments yesterday, I suggested perhaps there is room for us to acknowledge and accept that we are based on other religions, such as Judaism. And you disagreed with that view. Now you're saying Christianity is pluralistic?
Like I registered, this is interesting. I registered saying it's one of the approaches. Though it being one of the approaches, that means I think not every person is for it. But we have in the segment of Christianity, we have people like the liberal people.
Let's try and restrict it to what you believe as a Seventh-day Adventist minister.
Okay.
In your reading of scripture and in your reading of the Christian persuasion of Adventism, how would you respond to this question?
All right. No. On this one, my leader. Like I said, it is very complex and it is very, it is in a different angle and a different issue and aspect of which, when I was speaking yesterday, I spoke strongly, saying as Christians we consider the truth now. When I was talking about the truth that we consider as Christians and we cannot maybe bend or what.
You said yesterday we have the exclusive truth. There is no one else who has truth but us. Today you're saying people have the truth as well.
Yes, that's what I said. We are the only ones who have the truth. Now, when I was speaking...
But you're saying we're pluralistic today, Mfundisi. I want you to contrast, to see the contrast there. Today you're saying other religions have truth as well. Yesterday you said other religions don't have truth.
Yes, that's what I want to build up here.
Okay.
Yesterday I said we as Christians are the only ones who have the truth.
Right.
And I was basing this on the core doctrines of Christianity. The core. Meaning there are other doctrines that fall within the Christian of which there are different denominations of which this one does not believe in that, this one does not believe in that. So the ones I based my argument was on the core doctrines of Christianity where they say we are the only ones with the truth basing on the life and death of Jesus Christ. But with the one for today, again, as I went deep into the study, I've read many Bibles in the Bible that talks of considering other people, not to see them as wicked or not to see them like, not judging them in short. In short, there is a perspective as Christian that we have of not judging other people. In as much as we may not consider their doctrines to be on point with ours, but the fact is that what we are, the truth that we have, we need to find a better way of which we can share it with those people that are still in that Nangan. But as we make them to listen to what we have as Christianity, the light that we have to help those who have got a different doctrine of which we consider it's not truth for us, we may not consider it to be truth, but we'll still respect them with theirs, because God works in different ways. We may end up saying, like I said yesterday, we are the only ones with the truth. We may say we are the only ones, then we end up neglecting others, not wanting to talk to them, or maybe not want to even share anything with them and leave them like that. That's not the whole instance of Christianity. The instance of Christianity is that we have the truth, and the truth that we have, since we are the only ones with the truth, we need to find a best way of how we can share it with the other religions so that they can also accept this truth. Now, in the quest of us to share this word with others, or this truth that we have as Christians, we need to respect this other religion as we bring out. We should not really come out and say, no, your doctrine or what you have is not truth. No, that's what I'm trying to say. That's why this approach was brought about. And we also, if we trace back in the year 1962, to 1965 there, we find that there was a respect and dialogue of many Christian denominations, especially since that period I've just quoted here. It encouraged respective dialogue with other religions. And this council that was held, that Catholics, okay, yeah, the Catholics, this was held by the Catholic, the Catholics, and they said they rejected nothing that is true or holy in other religions. But if we come again to maybe Paul in his writing, you will learn that Paul speaks strongly of us with our truth, that which we have. We need to preserve it, and we still need to help others to attain the same truth in their lives. But as we come up with our truth, as we continue moving in our truth, we should consider that we should not judge others and say, maybe these are Jews, these are what, these are Gentiles. Paul says there's no Jew, no Gentile, there's no slave, no freedom, but we are all at, we are all called in one way or the other to this same God. And we may be of different religions, but there is a way in which these different cultures still approach the true living God. We might not know how it is done, but in there, God himself, he knows and he understands. But what I want to bring about, or what I'm trying to say this afternoon, is that as Christians, we have the truth. As we have the truth, we still have a strong respect for other religions. We do not put them or sideline them and consider them in like outcasts. No, they are not. But we have to respect what they believe in.
So even if
we continue to approach, to hold on what we have.
So even if they don't read our Bible, even if they don't say the things that are in our Bible, there is truth in what they are saying. Is that what you're saying, Pastor?
No. So what I'm trying to say is this. Thank you very much. In as much as they don't maybe read the Bible, they don't read our Bible.
Right.
They don't read our Bible. They have their own, maybe, well, let me give a best example. They have they have their Qurans. They have the other books that they read. The best we can share and help them to tap in what we have. Like people like atheists that do not believe that God exists.
No, Pastor. My question is, when we know that they don't read our scriptures, they don't teach according to the teachings of our scriptures, you're still saying that there's some truth in them.
Like I say, yeah, this question. Anyway. Anyway, yes, we, in as much as they don't read our Bibles, with what they read in their cultures, to them, it is what? It is truth, because the truth at the end of it is universal.
My question is about to you, Mfundis, to you. Are you saying that there is truth to them? You, not to them, to you. Is there truth?
No, for me, there is no truth.
Then how do you say that there's plurality? Why do you say
that? They are not reading. They are not reading. What I was saying was having respect for, just respecting them with what they believe as we share with them, not really telling them, well, what you know is not right. That's what I was trying to say. I was just trying to talk about the aspect of respect.
You're saying we must respect it and we must not cast it away as not right, right?
We need to respect them and we need to approach them with love and care. Because
we're not talking about them, Fundis. We're talking about their truth.
I'm distinguishing
between the person and their preaching. They are, we need to love them, yes. But do we love their truth? Is what they're saying truth? And I say this because it sounds as though you're contradicting what the prophet Isaiah said. Remember the prophet Isaiah said, we must look at the scriptures, consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light in them, or there's no light of dawn in them. They're in darkness. Other versions say they're in darkness. Now you're saying that there is light in them? There is some truth in them? It sounds like a contradiction, Isaiah, there.
No, I'm not. If you heard what I was trying to say, for me, I was trying to base my answer on the respect I'm trying to talk about here is not really buying into their teachings. It is in the quest of you wanting to share to them.
What did you mean by plurality, Mfundis? That's what I was asking. I insisted on you clarifying. When you're saying
religious
pluralism implies that we must recognize that there's some truth in what they are teaching. And that's what I'm suggesting is in contradiction to Isaiah. You go on to say, we must respect that? Kindly clarify.
When I talk of respect, respect is in different ways. There's respect where you respect in order for you wanting to maybe initiate your ideas.
So you must respect darkness.
Here is a prostitute or here is a drunkard. Then we just reach and start bollocking them. No, you are a drunkard, you are a what?
No,
Mfundis, without the,
No.
Remember,
Mfundis, we are distinguishing between the person and their preaching. We are not talking about people here. We're talking about truth.
My leader, just a minute. That's what I'm trying to give to now. The respect I'm trying to talk about here.
You keep on insisting on talking about the person. We're not talking about the people here. We're talking about the truth. And you insisted that there is some truth in what the person is saying. And I'm not talking about the person, but we're talking about what the person is saying. And you're saying there is some truth in what these people are saying? What Isaiah says is darkness. You're saying there is some light?
If you heard me right, I quoted an approach. That's not my stance. I quoted an approach. And as I quoted an approach, when I talk of the respect I'm talking about here, is where you go to your brother you accept their state where they are. After accepting their state, that's when you can be able to help them out. Not really just reaching, bollocking them. And after bollocking them, now that's when you want to bring the word. They cannot listen and they cannot accept your truth on how you present it. So the major respect I was trying to talk about, it's the approach itself that you can undertake in order for you to share your word with those people that are in other religions or those that don't believe in what you believe.
Should we perhaps remove the concept of religious pluralism? Perhaps it was an error, because pluralism is in direct contradiction to what Isaiah is talking about, isn't it?
I think we can remove it.
Okay. So let's try that again, Mfundis. So the question that the person is asking here is about us. What does Christianity say about the existence of other religions? What's your answer? We have removed the issue of pluralism. It's a mistake. Let's try and get a correct answer. What would you say is the correct answer to this question? This person is listening now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Like I said, number one, we need to follow the scriptures. And I wasn't basing my debate mainly on maybe the us.
Okay.
Is that when I was trying to answer on a perspective of Christianity.
I hear you. Remember, Mfundis, they're asking you as an Adventist Christian. They could have asked this question to a Baptist minister. They could have asked this question to a Catholic minister. They chose to ask you as an Adventist minister. And I suppose that's because they would like to hear your answer as an Adventist minister.
Okay. Thank you very much, my leader. So I'll still stretch and say with these other religions.
Right.
We need to ensure that as we do whatsoever we do, in as much as we are doing it in terms of love with everyone that is around us, even those same people that not have the same religion, we need to stand and still preserve the sanctity of Christianity or the sanctity of our belief as STS. And for us as STS, when we stand on that ground of other religions, we stand and say to the law and to the testimony, if there is no in those ends, meaning there is no what, there is no light in them. So meaning we don't in short take the other teachings to be truth, or we don't take other religions to be true. We don't consider them.
Okay. All right. Mfundis, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your answer. We appreciate you coming through to talk to us. We'll talk to you again for another question. All these uncomfortable questions, I'm glad I am not the pastor here who has to answer these questions. That's why we invite you as theologians so that you can answer them. Thank you very much once again for your time, Mfundis.
Thank you, my leader.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.